Okay, this week's parasha, Parashas Hazriya, is also Parashas Achodesh, so we don't lay in the regular Haftarah. But it talks about Tzaraas, and there's big limudim we can learn from it. So we'll start with that. The Haftarah begins with the Asar Tzva Aram, the general of Aram, is described as an Ish Gadol Lifnei Adonov. It's a major general. He won many victories. And he captured a Jewish girl who worked in his house. Naaman got Tzaraas, and he didn't know what to do. So she went and said that he should go to Klal Yisrael, and there's an Ish Elokim he can go to over there, and he'll save him. So Naaman went to the king of Aram and told him about this. The king of Aram sent a message to Melech Yisrael with a whole beautiful present, kesef, 10 changes of clothing, a new Armani suit for the king, and heal my general. When the king got the letter, he said, he's trying to start up with me. I can heal him, and he taught Kriya. The Novi heard about it, Elisha, and he comes to the king, and he says, what are you worried about? There's a Novi Yisrael, send him to me. Naaman comes to Elisha, and he stands at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha doesn't come out. Elisha sends a message, go and dip in the Yaridin 7 times, and you'll be healed. Naaman gets very angry, and he says, I thought he'd come out. He'll call B'Shem Hashem Elikov. He'll wave his hands around. I expect all spooky things to happen and everything, all exciting things to happen. Go and dip in the Yaridin. We've got better rivers back home. And he refuses to go. His avodim come to him, and his avodim tell him, "Dava gadol hanovi dibrei lecho." You know, do it, try it. What do you got to lose? And he went. He totaled himself. He became tired. Everything was good. Now, he comes back to the Shilkim with his whole encampment, and he says to him, "Hine no yodati ki ein alikim b'chol aretz kim b'Yisrael." He recognizes that Bnei Shlom becomes a Gerut Toshav. Over here, we can ask a couple of questions. There's more Yisoidus over here we see in this whole story. That if he's going to a Novi in Klal Yisrael, you can be sure that he has tried every quack in the business, every type of medicine, nutritionists, homeopathic, and quacks. Everything is tried already. Nothing works. So now we'll go to the Novi. I once heard the old Sfer Rebbe, he once said, that he prefers to get 10 Hasidic Shekvitlach than 1 Litvish Shekvitl. Why? Because when he gets a Hasidic Shekvitl, they come in, what's the Tzara? One of them is he's got Panos, a little bit of problem. And each one comes with this little problem, that little problem. He says, when he gets a Litvah coming in with a Kvitl, it's got to be a death's door. They don't come in with a Kvitl unless somebody's dying. In other words, they've tried everything else, may as well go to the Rebbe. So if his coming to the Novi, Naaman, his coming to the Novi, it means, I don't know what else to do. So you would think the Navi comes and tells him, you're willing to do anything. I'm giving you a very easy etzah. Go and dip 7 times. You would think he'd go run and doing it. You know, I had a tooth extraction last week, and they were playing around. I do need it out. Don't need it out. If the dentist would have said, go and dip Willow Tree Lake, I would have done that. I would have much preferred that than paying the $350 and having the pain of it taken out and losing a tooth. So you would think, you got an opportunity here. Grab it. Try that. You've tried everything else, but no, you won't. Why doesn't he do that? And the terrorist is pushed, why not? Hakina hataiva va'kovod moitzion es odno min olam. Covered is one of the things that takes you out of the world. It doesn't mean out the next world. It takes you out of this world. His covered was at stake over here. He's telling me to go and dip. I thought he'd come out and do a whole hocus pocus. He'll come and give me covered. He'll talk to me. If it's a dipping I need, I've got better rivers back home. Somehow he felt Pagea in his covered, and therefore refuses to do it. So here you see clearly how dangerous covered is. He mamish could have lost becoming Torah. He could have suffered Tzaraas for the rest of his life. But then let's go further than that. The Avodim say, you know, why not try it? What do you mean? All of a sudden now he listens. Hey, what changed? Meikara Mikasova Lipsaif Mikasova. What was he thinking? That he wouldn't do it, and now they said he would do it. And the answer is also very posh. A couple of years ago, there's somebody I know, a girl who wanted to stay in Eretz Yisrael for a second year in seminary, what they call Shana Bet. And the parents didn't want. And they gave the girl reasons why they don't want. But the girl wasn't interested. Then one of her siblings spoke to her and told her she shouldn't stay a second year. And she agreed not to go back. Yeah, she doesn't want to go back. The sibling didn't say anything different than the parents said. So what was the difference between the two? Can you relate to it? Yeah? Make sense to you guys? When his parent, automatically a parent says something, a sibling says, why, it's a peer. A peer is telling you something, it's much easier to listen to.
What? It's my brother would tell me sorry, my mother would tell me sorry, I'd rather listen to my mother.
I'm happy to hear that. People are willing to accept. This Naaman, a goy, he's not telling me what to do. He's not going to lower. His avodim tell him, it's peers of his, goyim like him, then he's willing to go. But here's really strange. He goes to the mikveh, he goes to the yard and dips seven times, and he gets all inspired, he becomes a Geret Toishov. What about the people who gave him advice, the avodim? Doesn't sound like any of them became a Geret Toishov. How come they didn't? They were the ones who recommended it. And it worked. You would think they would all change. And the terror to this is very poshut. I'm sure many of you know the story, but it's worth repeating because it really brings out the point. And it's something, Nebuch, which happens to all of us to some degree. And that is, Reb Chaskel Levenstein was in a taxi, and the taxi driver tells him that he became a Baal Tshuva. He's a Chaver Sheli. Became a Chazer B'Tshuva. He says, you want to know why? He says, yeah. He says, we were up north. We were on guard and duty in the army in a cave. And a snake came and wrapped himself around my friend. And he was squeezing him to death. And he was screaming for help. We took our guns. And we realized we can't shoot. It could kill him. So he screamed, what should I do? What should I do? So he told him, none of us would dat to him. But he's dying there. He said, say, Shema Yisrael. So he said, the man screamed, Shema Yisrael. And the snake slithered off. Went away from him. Mamish, as a nace, he says. Nace. And he became a Baal Tshuva. So Reb Chaskel turned to the taxi driver and says, and what about you? He said, me? It didn't happen to me. In life, there's two ways that you could hear something, see something, give over something. It could be a pipe. A pipe means the water goes through the pipe. Or it could be a sponge. You absorb it, and then you give it out. The avodim over here, it was in the brain, it was, in the moyach, rational. Try it, got nothing to lose. It wasn't in their lave at all. It was just intellectual. You did it, very nice, happened to you, you want to become a Geret Toishev. They thought it was very nice, probably came. Makes sense, happened to you. But them, it didn't happen to them. Him, he felt the suffering, he felt the pain. His lave was involved. And therefore, he was the one who got affected. Interest on this story also, I saw a fascinating idea quoted from the Megale Amukos. Pasuk says, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tes, Nega Tzaraas, Kisei Yeba Odom, V'huva El HaKoyen. So he says that Naaman came to Elisha, and he wanted him to do some type of a Zora type of thing. Elisha wanted to show him, it doesn't work like that by us. Koyach of Machshova, Rotzin, Dibur. We look in the Torah, and the Torah gives us answers for what we need. Just like the Kohen Gadol would look at the Urim V'Tumim, a Novi, a Talmud Chacham, he looks in the Torah for answers. And he says, if a person is able to see, a Novi is able to see that, every person's name is mentioned in the Torah. You have to be able to find it. And he says, so he looked, he knew how to look, Elisha, and he looked for Naaman's name. And he found Naaman's name there. There are three psukim in the Torah, which begin with a nun and end with a nun. And somewhere in the pasuk, they all have an ayin and a mem. So you have his full name, Naaman, in the pasuk. But it begins with a nun. Now, if he was looking at Pasuk to say the under Shemel Esrei for his Pasuk, he could have chosen any of these three. We'll begin with a nun and end with a nun. Three psukim. What are the three psukim? The first one is the one in this week's parasha. Negab Taras begins with a nun. Kisiye ba'odom v'huve lakoyen. Ends with a nun. You have an ayin mem in the middle. The next one is Devarim Yud Ches Tesvov. Novi mikerav achecho kamoini, yokim lecha Hashem elekecho, elov tishmon. Also begins with a nun, ends with a nun, ayin mem, middle. The third one, Bamidbar lamed gimel, is Nachnu navar chalutzim lifnei Hashem, Eretz Kanaan, ve'etonu achuzas nachlaseinu mevar yaradin. That's talking about God and Neruvim. So, Elisha looked in the Torah. He saw these three psukim. The first pasuk talks about Taras. The second pasuk talks about a Novi. And the third pasuk talks about the Yaradin. So he knew that you have Taras. You come to the Novi, you send them to the Yaradin. And has his name Naaman. Pretty simple. You could have done that yourselves. I saw in Shol Rav a very interesting verb from Shlomo Zalman. The pasuk says, "Paragud Beis pasuk Gimel, Oviyoyim Hashmini Yimel Besar Olosai." The Gemara Megillah, for those of you who learned it, Daf Yud Zayin and Beis says that the Anshe Knesset Agdoila, when they made Shmona Esrei, they were Mesaken Rafa'inu was the eighth bracha. Why? Because Mila is done on the eighth day, and it needs a refuah. Therefore, Rafa'inu was the eighth bracha. Asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's many sicknesses people have, Rahman al-Islam. They all need a refuah. Why is the bracha of Rafa'inu dafka dependent on Mila? But you can even ask even more than that. Baruch Hashem, Mila has a good success rate of having a refuah. I think everybody in here, Baruch Hashem, recovered by now, Baruch Hashem. So, we see very good success rate. There's many machlas nebuch, which the success rate is not so good. See, with making the bracha Rafa'inu, you would think, how many people Rafa'inu start thinking of bris milah, heal the kid? They think about nebuch, all the sick people. So why is it the whole bracha Rafa'inu is mesukkan? Obviously, it's for all refuahs. But why is it mesukkan dafka concerning mitzvah milah? It wouldn't seem that's the ikka. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, beautiful pshat. He says, la'asid lavoi, there'll be no chet. If there's no chet, there'll be no sicknesses. Because sickness only come because of chet. So there'll be only one thing to heal a person from. There's one thing that will be lost, lovely, bris milah. And the bris milah is a mitzvah that will still cause pain. And you'll need a refuah from it as well. So La'os said, lovely, we're going to need a refuah from that too. So when the Anshe Knesset Zagdoila were Mesakin Shmona Esrei, they were Mesakin Rafa'enu for bris milah, the Meramas to bris milah. Is to Meramas to La'osid Lovai, maybe still tefillah that we should get to La'osid Lovai. To think about La'osid Lovai, that's what Dafka, the eighth bracha. I saw from Rabbi Simcha Vitvinsk, Rasameach, the Meshchachma, he said over a fascinating idea. The Pasuk, Parigud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel says, Negat Saras Uvro HaKoyin Vitime Oisoi. The Medrash Sheikh HaToiv, you may have heard, says over here, David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yigur L'Rotzoin Imrei Fi, that when I say to him, it should be counted before you as if anybody says to him, like learning Negoim and Olois. Parshat Pshat is, those are the hardest Masechtas and Shas, Negoim and Olois. So I want saying Tehillim should be counted as that. The Hasidim always quote this Medrash Sheikh HaToiv, you see the Hashis of Tehillim. And I think Chaim Elojan said, the Mice of Torah is still more chashiv. Because, yes, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, but you don't see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. He didn't say, yes, it's okay. He asked it. But that is the Medrash. Says Rav Meir Simcha, why did he ask for Dafka Negoi? He says a very interesting idea. There's a halacha by Negoi that only the Koyan can make a psak. What happens if there's no Koyan who's a mumcha, as an expert? There's no Koyan who knows the halachas, so what do you do then? The Koyan has to call in a Talmid Chacham, his local Talmid Chacham. He takes him with him to the person. The Talmid Chacham checks the person, and he decides whether it's Tomei or Tor. He tells the Koyan, and the Koyan now, he makes a psak, Tomei, Tor. Has the Koyan got a clue? Not a clue. It can be a complete Amoritz. But he has to say the words Tomei or Tor. The Talmid Chacham saying it means nothing. That is halach. So it comes out like this, that we see in Dine Negoim, we see you don't understand what's happening and still it has an effect. That is what makes it take effect. Saying it makes it take effect, even without understanding. Says David HaMelech for the Ribbono Shel Olam, when people say to him, it should be like Nagoy. If they don't understand, it should take an effect. Good Shabbos. Shabbos.